sharing it with you on South Florida Sundays, and lots of events coming our way in 2025, including the Humane Society of Treasure Coast Mutt March. Now, if you've never been to this event, it is such a fun event for the whole family. And of course, it's also for a really great cause. I have Courtney, the Director of Community Outreach, with me. Thanks for joining me today. So excited to hear all the details. When is the Mutt March?
Thank you, Serena. The Mutt March is January 18th. It's coming up in just a couple weeks here in Memorial Park in Stewart.
There are a lot of people who look forward to this event every single year. But for those who don't know about the Mutt March, what is it and why do you put it on every single year?
So the Mutt March is a signature event for the Humane Society of the Treasure Coast. So our primary function is to raise funds to help the animals that are in our care. Secondary to that, it is a festival for the community. It's a free festival for people and their pets, specifically dogs. People are always looking at opportunities to bring their dogs places, and this is a festival for the dogs. So there's 5K and timed 10K in the morning, and that starts at 8:30 in the morning, and then followed by the races is the festival, and that's free to the public, and that includes everything from a group morning walk to a vendor market. We have adoptable animals and food trucks. We have a doggy costume contest.
Yeah.
There's a lure course and kids zone, Camp Bow Wow puppy playground.
You have a photo booth out there and food trucks, right?
We absolutely do. Basically, anything you want to do as an adult, we're trying to make it something that you can do with your dog.
So, that's gonna be amazing.
And it's all free. We do ask for donations, no doubt. But, you know, we want people to come out and enjoy it themselves. We even have this thing called a lure course. And the lure is a mechanical baggie that goes in circles, and we can adjust the speed for the dog to chase it. Some dogs go nuts. They love that opportunity to just chase something freely without getting in trouble. Other dogs don't even care. They don't even bat an eye. They look at it and pretend that it doesn't exist. So it's really entertaining when you get your dog in there to see how they respond.
Yeah, because you never know.
Yeah, it's a really great morning and early afternoon for everyone.
Yes, this is why it's such a really great event, because it's for the whole community, but you can also bring your pets along, and you have so many things for your pets to do out there. Let's talk about the race, because it is a free event for the whole community, but there is a little bit of a cost if you want to be a runner in the race, right? But it's really affordable.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yes. So the 5K is $35 per runner, and the 10K is $45 per runner. Both races start at 8:30 a.m.
And also, if you are going to bring your dog with you, what do you need to know?
Great question. A lot of times people just think their dogs enjoy outdoor activities, which many enjoy the activities, but not necessarily the social component that comes with it. So a couple things that we would always ask our attendees to be mindful of. What is your dog's temperament? Is your dog social? Is your dog aggressive? Is your dog exhibiting signs of heat exhaustion? Believe it or not, even in the cooler temperatures, when they're running around and they're overly stimulated, their hearts can race, and they can get, you know, they can exhibit signs of heat exhaustion. Our primary concern is that your dog's safety is in check.
And speaking of safety, another aspect of safety, you're also doing a microchip clinic there at the event?
Yes. So being in South Florida, we are all very familiar with what hurricane season brings.
Right.
And yes, we get all of our supplies in order, and we make sure that we have safe evacuation zones. But for our animals, it's a stressful experience for them, especially if people have to evacuate. And so we have a microchip clinic, and what that allows is you to get your dog microchipped for just $10. And it's a little tiny chip that goes in their back, and it's loaded with data pertaining to you as the owners. This will allow an animal control officer or a local vet's office to scan them, and it will pull up information on the owner, and then we can reunite you with your pet.
Yeah, that is a lot of reassurance for just $10. That's amazing.
It really is. All of our animals that we adopt out come microchipped, but a lot of times people, you know, if they find an animal or they're gifted an animal or they get an animal from a breeder, they're not necessarily microchipped. And so it's really a great precaution.
And why is this year so special? I'm going to let you tell everyone.
Thank you, Serena. So this year is special because Our organization, the Humane Society of the Treasure Coast, is celebrating 70 years as a nonprofit organization.
Wow.
And that's a tremendous milestone. We were founded in 1955. And so each month throughout 2025, we're going to be hosting adoption specials and events and parties and giving campaigns, all to commemorate this special year and all that it's.
And you also have a fundraising aspect to it.
Yes. So while the event is free, we have a fundraising campaign in which we encourage people to give to help us help the animals in our care. What we like to do is ask people to create a team, which we also call a pack, and they can ask their friends, their coworkers, their family, their neighbors to donate to the cause. They themselves can also just give, and every donation counts, whether it's $10 or $100. It makes a world of difference to the animals in our care stand for.
What about volunteers? Are you looking for volunteers for this event?
We're always looking for volunteers for this event. We're pretty set, but that doesn't mean we're not going to need them at another event. Our gala is coming up in March. So every event lends itself to different opportunities in which people can get involved. And what I always tell people is that our volunteers basically do everything that our staff members do, with the exception of performing surgery. You know, we have over 300 active volunteers, and we have about 60 employees. So our volunteers are crucial in making sure that we see our mission through each day. I would definitely recommend that people who are interested to get involved with our organization certainly come out to an event, come out to the march on January 18th, but even more so, get involved and maybe become a volunteer. All we ask for from our volunteers is one commitment a week, and it's typically a two-hour shift.
Can you tell us the details again on the Mutt March?
Absolutely. So the 2025 Mutt March will take place on Saturday, January 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Memorial Park in downtown Stuart. The event is dog-friendly, and it offers a variety of activities to entertain both people and their pets, to include a morning group walk, a vendor market, adoptable animals, food trucks, a pet costume contest. We have an AKC-CGC testing area, kid zone, lure course, doggy playground, raffles, and so much more.
And how can they get this information, like if they wanted to search it up online?
Absolutely. They can simply go to our website, hspc1.org, and under Get Involved, they'll see a tab that says Events, and there all of our events are listed, including the Mutt March. User-friendly and click-easy.
Let's give a shout-out to your sponsors this year.
Thank you. Yes, we want to give a special shout-out to all of our sponsors, especially Sunny 107.9. We want to thank Camp Bow Wow and Stuart Metal Ops, LLC, Groza Builders, Apex Pavers and Pools, PC Palm, Johnson Honda Stewart, Ace of Carts, and Seacoast Bank.